Yeah, it's okay, Jonathan. G8URE with a VMOSnet G3XGW, yes. Just about solid copy. You came up to about a 5, not too strong. And the mod wasn't too deep, I don't think. Maybe you're using a headset. But a 320 was copyable pretty much throughout the over. So nice to hear you. And yes, now at least I understand the purpose of the Tesco bags now, so thank you for that. Okay, G4JSX, Martin, G3XGW.
G4JSX returning, yes, fine. Good morning, Keith, and good morning, everybody else. My name is Martin. Martin at the location Brinklow near Coventry, where today we have make-believe AM, upper sideband, inserted carrier, 45 watts output of carrier from Raycor MA1720 and Homebrew HF Linear. So what it sounds like, I don't really know. I can see it on the scope. And it doesn't quite go up to double what it started, as it were. Okay. A few reports. Keith, you're 5 and 9. Paul, 5 and 9. Ken, 5 and 9, 5 and 8. GB0YAM. John on the T1509 has repaired 5 and 9. It's interesting on older gear, and even on some not that old gear, you get corrosion and rotting between the on the screen of coax, between the screen and the inner. I've had several bits of kit with that. Some of them not that old. Must wick the moisture. And then you get this ball of corrosion formed. So I have experienced that kind of thing myself. Alan GN, 5 and 9. Stuart was 5 and 9 on the 322 with the sort of whistling, whining noise in the background. Mike MHX, 5 and 3. Durform Gold Beach, really only 3 and 1 or 4 and 1. On CW, we would have made it if you are copying Durf. Mike EJM, 5 and 8. Trevor was 5 and 4. Martin YJO, 5 and 8. Robin, with tremendous phase distortion, 5 and 8, Robin, 5 and 8. I did come back to you the other day on 20 metres. I got the fault fixed, but I think you'd gone and got fed up. But anyway, on 20 metres the other day, you were sort of 5 and 8, 5 and 9. Colin, TSK, nothing heard. Bob, AVI, 5 and 7. That's good, Bob, isn't it? Better than usual. Malcolm, G7VRT, 5 and 7. And Jonathan, on the 320 in Chichester, sort of 3 and 1, but then came up to 5x3. So very deep QSB on that signal from Jonathan. Receiver here is the Redifon R551, naval receiver from the 1970s and 80s. And the microphone feeding the Raycor MA1720 is a post office earpiece, type 40. The best microphone for communications purposes ever made, in my opinion. Back to you, Keith. G3XGW, G4JSX, over.
G4JSX, G3XGW, slight delay, changing receivers. Very good, yeah, 5 and 9 on peaks, Martin, and very crisp audio. Yes, it's interesting, some of that particular earpiece that works very well as a microphone. I've used, I'm not sure if it's exactly the same one, but I certainly used my electromagnetic earpiece as a microphone, and they work reasonably well, but obviously quite a restricted frequency response. I switched to the low receiver here, which has got synchronous detection because of the phase distortion that's creeping in now. But on that, it sounded absolutely fine. So, well done. Okay, over to the last station I've got on my list is M6LSL. Would you like to go ahead, G3XGW?
G3XGW, this is M6LSL. Good morning, everyone. Name's Andy, Alpha November Delta Yankee. Location is Cranley in Surrey. And this morning, using the RT320, coupled to a Cranford dipole. And yeah, its conditions have sort of been variable. And I'll give a few signal reports if I may. Keith, XGW, you're 5.9 plus. Paul, PVC, also 5.9 plus. Robin, on this 3.21, if I remember, over in Elstead, coming through 5 and 9, so that was very good. I'm pleased with that. Ken, up at the Yorkshire Air Museum, 5 and 8, but unfortunately he disappeared. Alan, G4GEN, 5.9 plus, as usual. Martin, YJO, also 5.9 plus. Les, 2E0 IBN, 5 and 8. John, John XHO, 5.9. Stuart, G0TBI, 5.7 to 5.8. Mike, EJM, 5.9 plus. Martin, JSX, also 5.9 plus. Durf over in Normandy, he was about a 5.55 to a 5.6 with me. I could copy sort of more or less all of what he was saying. And interesting how he used the Tesco carrier bags to sort of anchor the ends of the dipole down. And Jonathan, the RT320, 4 and 4 here, quite a lot of QSB. But always interested to hear another 320 on the air. But anyway, I'll pass it back to you, Keith. I'll miss the second round, I'm afraid. I'll be listening in, but got a few things to do here, I'm afraid. But thanks, Keith, for running the net. Very much appreciated. And I'll pass it back to you. G3XGW, M6LSL, over.
M6LSL, G3XGW, Rudder V MarsNet, returning, yes, fine, Andy. Solid copy, about 5 and 6 on peaks, and I think it's, you said it was a 320, working very nicely, and so pleased that you've got it up and running now with after your initial problems. I remember on the website, or on the email reflector, wasn't it? So nice to hear you on this morning. And that's the bottom of my list now, so I'll take a listen and see if any other stations wish to call into the VMAS and that. G3XGW standing by. Nothing heard here, so obviously if anybody else heard something, perhaps they'd let me know. So we'll have another go, see if Durf is still there or whether he's been washed away by the tide. F stroke G1RAF stroke portable G3XGW listening. think it's gone over. Let me just check I got it. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that was you, Durf, but I'm afraid I wasn't able to copy any audio. I could just hear the carrier by putting the BFO in, so that your audio wasn't making it here, but people further south might have copied you, I guess. So, over to you, Paul. I'm on PVC, G3XGW.
G3XGW, M1BVC. Okay, Keith. Your signal gone down in the trough of QSB, so probably mine has with you as well. But in the main, Keith, your signal's been rock solid at 5 to 10 over 9, and basically conditions have been a bit up and down here, but they've been holding up. You were quite right about Durf. Actually, Durf's signal was very good with me this time round. You were 5-8 Durf for most of it, about 30 seconds before the end of your over, though you did dip down into the noise and I could just see the carrier on the SDR. But otherwise, brilliant signal from Gold Beach. Hope you guys have some good contacts over there and have fun. That's what radio's about. So very good to work your station today at Durf. Okay, reports since last time. Well, Alan, my neighbour, of course, bending the meter if it had a needle, but the SDR doesn't, so that's to be expected, only 4 miles away. Trevor, PA3BOH, 5-8 with me. Stuart, G0TBI, 10 over 9. Martin, G3YJO, 5 over 9. Mike, G4EJM, again 5 over 9. Robin, G0GNE, 5-9 with me, Robin. Sorry I couldn't work you. I seem to always be doing other things about that time of day. Next time, maybe. John, MW0XHO, well done for getting the T1509 back on the air, John. 5 over 9. Brilliant signal, actually. It was sounding a lot louder than that here, but that's what the meter said. Ken, GB0, Yorkshire Air Museum. Your signal, Ken, gone down since the pre-net, but still 5-8. Mike, on the red transmitter, G3MHX. 5-8, Mike. And yes, it is Stockwood Park, the Luton Rally. Same place as last year, so that's where to head. Probably see you there. Bob, G6AVI on the homebrew. Bob, you're 5 over 9. You're about 80% mod. There's a little bit of scope for a bit more, but it's good enough. So well done on that, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow, hopefully. Malcolm, G7VRT, on the FT1000, 5 over 9. Jonathan, G8URE, not so good today, Jonathan. Only readability 4, strength 8 with me peaking. These are all peak reports, by the way. Martin, G4JSX, 5 over 9 on the Raycal. With propagation doing funny things with the synchronous detection, occasionally losing readability. I've noticed that before on that particular transmitter. Andy, MG M6 LSL, only a 4-8 today, Andy, on the 320, but nevertheless, good to hear you on. Well, thank you very much for running the net, Keith. And I wish all net members and in short wave listeners a good week ahead. And I'll be back on the air next week on the net. So back to you, Keith. G3XGW, M1PVC.
M1PVC, G3XGW, yes, okay, Paul. Well, we've now been joined by the French station on sideband. But nevertheless, we'll carry on. Yeah, you dropped by about 20 dB since your last transmission, Paul, so that's what the ionosphere does for you. Obviously, conditions on the way down. Anyway, nice to hear you on this morning. G4GEN, if you're still there, Alan, G3XGW.
Okay, G3XGW in the group, this is G4GEN. Well,
I've said a lot of leaders are going down now, getting off more QSB. I always have different results calls. Everyone goes east west, but mine goes north south. Anyway, sir, G1RAF, I never really had any luck with you at all, really. Sorry to say. Just readable. Readable with difficulty, that's all I would say. I just have to hit the RF gate, turn it straight down when he comes on. Stuart, G0TBI, not a good readable signal. Trevor, PA3BOH. Good readable, nice signal there. Martin G3YJO, good readable. John NW0SHO, readable difficulty. And the QSB took it right up. It's a good readable. Mike G4HAM, readable difficulty. And then QSB took it up to more or less readable okay. 10 GB0YAM, good readable, nice signal, Ken. Mike G3MHX, readable difficulty. And QSB took it right down to zero. Tony, GPFK, readable difficulty, going up to readable OK in QSB. Bob G6AVI, good readable. Malcolm, good readable. Jonathan, J-E-R-E, unreadable. Martin, G4JSA, good readable. Not a QSB. And Andy, M6MSL, unreadable. So there we are, and I'm going off for a nice cup of coffee now with any luck. But Mike, if you're still listening, I never heard that the Navy did use ARA gates. I thought it was that, which I believe you've got, that maritime one, which was slightly different to the standard ARA. But of course, what people don't know, that very few ARA gates were used by the American armed forces. By Britain, Canada, and so they're not a lot of morale in America. But as I said, I didn't know that the Navy used, and I wonder whether the U.S. Navy or the British Navy. Anyway, this is G4GM. I'll say cheerio, everyone, and back to you, Keith.
Hey Alan, G4GEM, G3XDW, you're still over the 9 on peak, so 53 sets still working well. And, yes, I wasn't aware of the Navy version of an ALA here, but it is a similar receiver, I think, as you say. But I'm not familiar with it at all. Anyway, I hope you got the comments about an E52, by the way. That's the price that was being asked. But I think he took it away with him. Interestingly, it was a different colour. You could see from the inside when you opened up the flap. The outside was a much lighter, almost blue-grey, which he claimed was the marine version, or the marine colours. Anyway, we know about E52s, I'm sure. Okay, I think Trevor's gone, Stuart's gone, Martin, YJO is gone, so are you back with us, John? John, MW0XHO, G3XGW.
MW0XHO, yeah, we're still putting out a signal. I'm watching myself on Hack Green, so looks like the queue is okay at the moment, and very interesting conditions today. My location, where I normally operate from, which is at work, and is normally very quiet, but we've got this continuous white noise now, which does affect our reception of the weaker stations. And today, conditions are getting very difficult. Even the strongest stations are rolling up and down in the QSB. But I'll give a few reports while I'm on. UT, excellent, 5 and 9 plus. Always get a nice signal with you. And Robin GNE on the 321, whispered into Conway. 10, YAM, was really excellent, but I think it went off something. Otherwise, it was really good. Mike, MHX, not so good, but copyable. Colin TSK didn't hear at all. Bob AVI, very nice on that homebrew. Bob Bob. Sounding really good. Nice mod. I'm 5 and 9 into Conway. Very good to be able to hear Trevor. I can't normally receive Trevor at this far north, but you're a good signal with me today. Stuart, TDI, excellent, no problem at all. And Dirt, only carrier, I'm afraid. I couldn't get extract any mod from the transmission from Gulf Beach. Martin on the 62 set. I don't know how you do it with that low power and conditions today, but you were 5 and 9 in Conway. No problem. And G7, VRT, good here. Not terribly strong, but receivable nicely. Jonathan, URE, you went from not heard at all to just heard. A bit low with me today. Martin, JSX, well, the old earpiece mic sounds really great, and 45 watts doing a good job. 5 and 9, no problem at all. Alan, GEN, it's the best I've ever heard you for almost a year, Alan, and that new aerial arrangement, even the mod sounds better. Really working extremely well. Andy, LSL, not heard. And Paul, M1PVC, the Bendix doing a grand job, 5 and 9. And Mikey, JN, the homebrew, CT21, sounding really nice here in Conway. So that's the position of this end. Hoping that the old 1509 stays working again for a bit. And the problem I had was that the coax, although the outer sleeving was like PVC, or similar, the inner insulation between the screen and the central core was rubber. And that had just crumbled away, allowing it to go to a dead short, which took the 60-volt negative bias off the two 813s in the modulator, the final stage of the modulator, and then finally blew the fuse as well. So at least it alerted me to the problem, and it was when I was last using it, I could see, watching on the screen, the mod had dropped right off, and that's where the trouble lay. So MW0XHO, we're passing it back to you, Keith. Thank you very much for running the net. Lovely job in conditions not too helpful.
Okay, John. MW0XHO G3XTW. Still a very big signal here. So, obviously, your fix has stayed fixed, which is the best sort. And hopefully you'll have many more hours out of that before anything else decides to keel over. The thing I really hate is things you fix and I don't stay fixed. So, very nice anyway. Okay, over to G4EJM, if you're still with us, Mike, G3XGW. Oh no, I think Mike did say he had to go and work. Called. G0GNE, Robin, are you still there? Sorry I couldn't work you, by the way. I'll check you're still there first. G0GNE, G3XGW.
Go on 20 meters, as I was saying the other day. And you were strong at times, and
G N A G 3 X G W. Okay, Robin, fine. Yeah, still copy, but still Q5. Although obviously weaker than we were on the first round. And yeah, you know, I set the alarm on my watch for 17:29 when I knew you were going to be over there. And every time it went off, I was doing something else that couldn't be interrupted, unfortunately. So apologies for that. But at least I think you did make a few contacts over there. Okay, let's see if Ken has managed to resolve the problem up at the Yorkshire Air Museum. GB0YAM, G3XGW. Nothing heard. G3MHX, are you still with us, Mike? G3XGW. Conditions are going, or people are falling like flies. G3TSK, we'll take another listen for you, Colin. If you were, I definitely heard you call in, but you may have been called away. G3TSK, G3XGW. Obviously not. T6AVI, well, I wonder if you're still with us. G3XGW.
G3AVI. Yes, they're still here, Keith, and we have a window, which is featured, and going up and down a bit,
Bob, T6AVI, G3XGW, yeah, still holding up very well. I think we've got that transmitter pretty well sorted now, so very well done on that. I'm very pleased for you. And yeah, I know it went through a few problems early on, didn't it? But you certainly really got them sorted, and it's excellent now, I would think. I wouldn't mind seeing a picture of it sometime. What was it, 8? I think 8807s in the power supply modulator, something like that. Kind of amazing. Be nice to see a picture of them in the dark. I bet there's some nice blue glows. Okay, G7VRT, wonder if you're still with us, Malcolm. G3XGW, bye. I think that was that someone else calling in?
Germany 4, Germany, Italy radio. Germany 4, Germany, Italy radio.
G4GIR, not too strong, so if you'd like to make a transmission now, this is G3XTW with the VMARS net. Name's Keith, QTH near Evesham.
Yeah, it's okay, Keith. Good morning to you and everybody else on the net. Not sure exactly who is. Been listening for a little while, but he's doing some other bits. But yeah, no, he's in Italy, America, November, and I'm in Bedford. Talking to us about the 19th on email the other day. So I'm running a Kodak AT5 just acquired. Looks a little bit down on output at the moment. And we're sitting on an Eddystone EC10 Mark II. So I'd just be interested in the report and the audio if you're copying me okay, please. So you're TXGW and the Net Golf 4 Golf India Radio.
Okay, I'm fine, G4GIR. Apologies for not recognising the call sign. Wow, it sounds great, that 85, and it was coming up to about a 7, which is very good for that sort of power at this time of the morning. So I don't think you've got any problems there, Ian. And good luck with the 19 set BFO problem you've got. I'm sure there are people on this net or certainly in VMARS who will be able to point you in the right direction on that. Okay, who have I got left? I've jumped a bit there from Bob, G6AVI, that's right. GADURE, wonder if you're still there. You certainly weren't too strong on that over that previous over, Jonathan, so I'm not sure if everything's quite on the nose there. GADURE, G3X, GW. G4JSX, G3XGW.
G4JSX returning, yes. Well, good morning. Hello again.
Keith, well, you're still 5 and 9, Keith, no sweat. Paul's still 5 and 8. Ken disappeared somewhere, didn't he? John is 5 and 9 on the repaired. On his repaired 509. Haven't got a report here for Alan, for some reason. Perhaps he went, I don't know. But no, he didn't go. Yes, he went off for his cup of coffee. 5 and 9, no problem. Nothing heard from Mike, nothing heard from Durf, FG1R, yeah, for the second time round. So conditions have definitely changed a lot. Bob, 11-7 again with very deep USB down to virtually nothing. A second time round. And Ian, G4GIR, only at 4 and 2. I'm not sure where Ian is quite, but not very strong at all. And so that's the story here from Brinklow near Coventry with inserted carrier. Make-believe AM, just over 40 watts, about 42 watts. I might just try something and put the power up slightly before I hand it back to you, so you could give me a report. All right, we've got 6 dBs there now. So let's 5, 6. Right, that's now about 80 watts. So I don't know whether that sounds any different from sort of 40, mid-40s to about 80 watts. From an intelligibility standpoint, I'd appreciate a report on that one, Keith. Anyway, well done for having that. And back to you, G3XGW, G4JSX.
JSX, G3XGW. Well, fine, yep, and certainly came up in strength when you put the power up. Stand by. and it didn't seem to degrade the audio quality, maybe just a little bit, but it was still absolutely Q5, but there's a lot of fading and phase distortion anyway, so very hard to tell. But I certainly heard the effect, shall we say, of the noise getting suppressed, and it came up to about an 8 to 9 on the meter here, whereas immediately before you'd been down in the 5s and 6s. Okay, anyway, nice to hear you this morning. M6LSL, I've got a feeling you said you were signing, Andy, G3XGW. I guess so. Okay, well, I think that's the end of the list as far as I'm aware. So I'll just take a listen in case anybody else wants to call in at the last minute. And then I'm going to pull the switch, I think, and give my voice a rest. G3XGW, standing by.
G0LUK.
Yeah, okay, I'll come back to you in a moment, Ken. There was another station there?
Mike Whiskey Zero, Lima Uniform Kilo.
Yeah, just about copied, Mike Whiskey Zero, Lima Uniform Kilo. And I should know that station, but I can't, apologies, I can't think of the name. Perhaps you'd just like to go ahead, MW0LUK, and then I'll come back to you, Ken. G3XGW, bye.
G3XGW, Mike Whiskey Zero, LUK. Yeah, very good morning, Keith. Yes, the name here is Chris, QTH Pontypool. And, yes, we have worked together before on the net, usually with my old 62 set. But in this case, I'm on my trusty old Icon 706 Mark II, which has just been brought back from the dead by a genius local repairman. So anyway, lovely to hear you again, Keith, and you're coming into Pontypool, a signal strength 8 to 9 with a bit of QSB now. G3XGW, Mike Whiskey Zero, LUK.
Yes, okay, Chris, MW0LUK, G3XGW. You just took a dive into the noise when you said what you were running. Perhaps you could repeat that. Break.
Yes, okay. It isn't the usual 62 set. On this occasion, it's an Icon 706 Mark 2G. My trusty old first ever rig that I had, recently resurrected and brought back to life by a genius local service engineer, Keith. Back to you.
Right, okay, fine. Well, we could do with some genius local service engineers for lots of the more modern kits, shall we say. But anyway, the Icon working well, peaking a 7, but obviously a lot of fading now with conditions. So nice to hear you, Chris, and we'll look forward to working you again, perhaps on the 62 set under better conditions. Right, back to you, dear me, back to you, Ken. Wonder what happened. GB0YAN, G3XGW.
Yeah, GB0YAN returning. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, sorry about that. A lot of the engineering labs in, and one thing or another, and I got stuck way late. I just wonder, Keith, do you know what the position is with Jeff? Is he operating on other frequencies? Do you have any other PW?
G3XGW. I'm glad to hear you back, and it wasn't a technical problem there, Ken. I thought it almost sounded as if the modulation was fading away, but perhaps your voice was, perhaps you were turning away from the microphone with all the interest there. Anyway, it's still a good signal here. I'm afraid I don't know anything about Durf's expedition out there, Ken. He was on the sea wall at Gold Beach, so what was Gold Beach, of course. So I guess he's not going to be staying out there too long, I wouldn't have thought. I don't think the weather was that brilliant. But he may well be operating other frequencies, but I've got no information. Malcolm may know, G7VRT, but I think he's gone now. Anyway, great to hear you, Ken. I'll just put it back for a quick one, G3XGW.
GB0YM returning. 6 kilometers of the mate. Yeah, thanks for that, Keith. Well, we'll have a chill round during the day and see what's going on. As I say, I've been joined by Wally now, and he'll no doubt be wrapping the key very shortly, up on 7 megs or higher still. 73's Keith, great to meet you, and no technical problem here, only yourself in and come with you, etc. 73's Keith, GB0YM. Thank you.
Yes, okay, Ken. I'm guessing you're on the AR213. Sounds very nice. I'm still holding up very well, actually. In regards to Wally, I'm telling him that we've heard the weather forecast and it's rubbish. It's a pretty miserable sort of day here. But not actually raining, so I suppose we've got that to be thankful for. So cheers to you, and cheers to everybody who's been on the net. Nice to have a nice number of stations on this morning. I'll just take one more listen, and then I'm going to pull the switch. G3XGW. Nothing hurts. 7-3 all.